Having the impulse to do things is one of the greatest achievements that you could trick your mind to do. Because at the young age, people tend to procrastinate the doing. And learning English requires at least 1,000 hours. So you better get used to the timing and the frustration and a lot of things that comes with learning that are not, if they're not properly handled, they can become tedious and boring. So basically, what I'm doing here is giving all the insights as a student for them to start developing their skills. And learning a language is pretty much the same for every single language. And by this, I mean you have to structure in order to make sense. And how do you structure a simple sentence? Well, we always go with the same thing, a personal pronoun or somebody that is going to do the action. Then we have the action or the verb and who's being performed this action. And where, what scenario, or what objects, or what's happening within this action. And finally, a time clause, meaning when did this happen? I know that I say a whole bunch of things into four different categories, which are personal pronouns, verbs, and complement, basically. An extra time clause. So we have to get to the point where there is no fear to talk or to express our ideas. It doesn't matter if we say it in a wrong manner or we're just trying to adjust. So the first barrier that you have to come across is the fear to talk, the fear to say things. So just try it out, you know, just be free and express yourself the best way as possible. But within this recording, I would like to emphasize in a few words that start with WH that helps to resolve questions, to achieve a goal, to break down a situation into questioning so it will be easier to analyze and to solve. And those words, I would like you to really work on them, which are where, what, who, when, why, how. Well, how doesn't have the W, but it's really important. How to do this, how to drive this vehicle, how to operate this machine. Also, we have which and what. So basically, there are seven with WH, where, what, who, when, why, which, and what. So find out how they worked in a language that you're trying to learn and operate with them using this combination of 1, 2, 3, 4, which is subject, personal pronoun, okay? Then the verb that we're talking about and the complement that can be a time clause or a brief description, all right? So that will be it for now. And remember that every time that we practice, it adds minutes to the 1,000-hour goal that we're going to set up to learn a new language. So thank you very, very much.